This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Ralph Cipriano joins me. Of course, he's been on before. He writes for BigTrial.net and a freelance writer as well. And he used to write for The Inquirer. Ralph, you have a piece I read. I enjoyed it. I even shared it with the Trump campaign, too. In Philadelphia, the dead still vote.
Yes, they do vote. And they vote early and often. So aren't you proud of us?
Give me some of the you write some of the names in here. I was shocked to find out that Officer Moses Walker, of course, he was killed. It was robbed and shot to death as he was walking to a bus stop. He voted, apparently.
Miraculously, he voted in the 2008 election, even though, you know, this is a hero cop and he's been dead since 2012. And the same thing is true of Officer Brian Lorenzo, who was killed in 2012 riding his motorcycle and got hit by a drunk driver going the wrong way on 95. He died in 2012, but according to the voting records, he voted in the 2016, 2017, and 2018 general elections. So, this is quite a miraculous city we live in, isn't it? Where the dead can still go to the polls.
You know, as everybody's talking about the count that's going on, and people bring up Philadelphia and the shenanigans that go on, people go, "Oh, stop! That stuff never happens." They dismiss it, Ralph Cipriano. But you've discovered in your career of writing that actually this stuff is a lot more common. People have even gone to prison over this, right?
Absolutely. And look, in Philadelphia, when you've got one party in power for 68 years and, you know, the Republicans aren't allowed in to see what they're doing at the polls and the local media, you know, they own the local media. So why wouldn't they cheat? They've gotten away with it, I'm sure, for, you know, decades and decades. So why would anyone be scared? I'm sorry, Rich, I can't understand why anybody who's lived in Philadelphia or knows our reputation would be skeptical about this.
You talk about how the feds charged Michael Ozzie Myers. Tell us about that.
Well, Ozzie is the famous guy who got caught way back in the early 80s when he was a U.S. congressman. He got caught in the abscam sting where he was he took a $50,000 payment from a phony sheik who was an FBI informant in exchange for doing some political favors as a congressman. And he gave that famous quote, "Money talks in this business and BS walks." So he got nailed just a few months ago in July with 8 counts of bribing a poll worker to stuff the ballot box with fraudulent votes for specific candidates in the 2014, 2015, and 2016 primary elections. So, you know, this is... this is the way of life in Philadelphia.
Ralph Cipriano, let me ask you this, too. You talk about the case of 6ABC, how they also found 20 cases of the dead voting in Philadelphia. The elections commissioner, Al Schmidt, was interviewed by the TV station. He blamed innocent mistakes, right? Just said, this kind of stuff happens. Oops.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? Yeah, and... you know, I don't think the TV station fully accepted that, but it was Schmidt's contention that there was absolutely no voter fraud and all these, you know, these 20 instances were all innocent mistakes. I really have a hard time believing it. And I happen to know there's a guy I know in law enforcement, and his father was in a nursing home. And he had full-blown dementia, and he had it for a number of years, and then he died. And his son, the law enforcement person, found out that his father had voted miraculously every year while he had full-blown dementia and was in the nursing home. And even after he died, he was still voting. So he was a really good Democrat. So it's this is a way of life, Rich. So, you know, when Rudy, I saw Rudy Giuliani at his press conference talking about the dead voting in Philadelphia. And boy, as the guy who invented, you know, the prosecution under the RICO statute and nailing the mob, Trump sent the right guy to Philadelphia. And I think Rudy could be very busy here.
Now, Ralph Cipriano, BigTrial.net, let me ask you, some people say the fact that the people that you mentioned in your piece got busted, doesn't that prove that voter fraud is rare and that when it does occur, they catch them?
I know you're laughing.
I got to ask the question, though.
Yeah, you got to. That can be argued. I would just say it's rare that it's prosecuted, you know, because who's. Like I said, you know, the no opposition party, the same party in power for 68 years, the local media is owned by them. What do they have to worry about? Why wouldn't they do it all the time? And I wrote a book about Vince Fumo a few years back. And in that book, I chronicled all the different ways that they used to work, you know, voter fraud in the good old days of the Democratic Party. And, you know, it was rampant then. I mean, they just had very accepted ways of doing it. The ward leaders would go around town collecting ballots and telling people how to vote. And then, you know, like when the ward leaders would actually go into the polling booths with people and tell them how to vote and pull the levers for them or point to the levers that they wanted them to pull. And when the polls closed, you know, and 20% of the folks hadn't voted, well, you know, when they needed it, they'd have everybody vote. I mean, you know, all the people who didn't show up, they just banged their votes through, and the record would show 100% attendance in that ward. So, I mean, from what I know, having knocked around Philadelphia as a reporter for 30 years, you know, this is commonplace, and it's rare that they get it, you know, worked up enough about it to catch them at it.
Ralph, I talked to Corey Lewandowski from the Trump campaign. Corey was saying that a lot of the poll workers doing the counts are very intimidating to people. Have you heard some stories about that as well?
I have heard versions of that. I got to tell you that if you've ever had to go down to the Board of Elections and talk to those folks, they're not a friendly group. And the way they handled the purchase of the voting machines, I wrote several stories about that for Philadelphia Magazine. I was just appalled at how they handled that. I mean, they were, you know, they had one vendor that they were interested in. They only made one field trip to that one vendor. That one vendor happened to have the most expensive machines and the machines that were most prone to being hacked. And that didn't stop them from putting the contract through. And they were taking money. You know, this one contractor was whining and dining these people. So, and when I asked them about it, myself and other reporters, and including the controller, you know, they were very arrogant. Like, you know, who the hell are you to be asking us, you know, this is what we do and it's none of your business. So none of what you tell me is surprising.
Amazing. Well, I'll post a link to your piece. Ralph Cipriano, BigTrial.net. In corrupt and contented Philadelphia, the dead still vote. Thanks, my friend. Always a pleasure to talk to you, Ralph.
Same here, Rich. Keep up the good work.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.